Killar.
You're...
I know. You know, the song that we were singing, as far as God is concerned, everything that He said, His word's already true concerning us. So what's the problem? We have an adversary that comes and challenges that. You know, what is an advocate? An attorney pleading your case. So what does he do? He pleads your case. You're already everything God says you are. Nothing the devil can say or do can change that, even though false evidence appears real, right? We're going to look at a prophet's corner. This is 7:28-24, and the title of this is called Divine Order. Divine Order, the earth at rest. Peace in earth, goodwill toward men. God's word hasn't changed. Light be and light was. The angels proclaimed this at Jesus' birth. I call those things to be not as though they were. Now you will begin to see this come to pass right before your eyes. Well, I'll say this to you. It's already been. The earth has always been at rest. God spoke it and it was so. But we had an adversary that came in and mucked up the place. He's leaving. He's leaving. And his bunch is leaving. What's going to remain? What's God's? All right. Divine order is coming personally. Divine order is coming locally. Divine order is coming nationally. Divine order is coming internationally. How will this divine order come? How did I bring divine order to an earth without form and void? I said, let there be light, and there was light. What do you think we have been doing for the past 10 years proclaiming? We've been calling those things to be not as though they are. And there's been many other people doing the same thing that we don't know who they are. But God raised them up too to do the same thing, to bring divine order. How did God bring divine order? When he saw the earth without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. He called it the way he wanted it, not how he saw it, but the way he says it is. All right, this is how it's going to happen. Not by white hats, the president, the digital warriors and the military, but by my people made in my image and my likeness. We were made to create. They can't create. Now, if they're born again, they can by the words of their mouth, just like God did. Made in the image and likeness of God. Go read about it and over there in Genesis, chapter 1, verses, I think it's 26 through 28. My apostolic teams are positioned across this nation and the nations of the world. They have been speaking for many years now, and it will come to pass. Light be and light is. Even Q is referenced dark to light. My body is me in the earth, and I want you to get this mindset. You are my body. And you're doing my work in the earth and creating just like I did, speaking divine order amid chaos. I began with my word. This morning as I was, I don't know if it was before the broadcast or after the broadcast came on, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. You're going to begin to see with your eyes the change. You're going to begin to see the routing out of those who are not mine, or those that are the old guard and they're going home. And you're going to begin to see my order come into place. I'm not talking about somewhere out there. I'm talking about with your eyes. You're going to see it. You can probably already see it if you know where to look. It's happening. All right, John chapter 1. Have y'all noticed the words have been different several weeks? It's like these things are going on the website for everyone to view. All right, John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him not anything made that was made. You know, men boast that they've made this and they've made that. They ain't done squat. In Him was life, and the life was light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So whatever the devil is saying to you today in your personal walk, just know what God said is what is really true. The devil can only counterfeit. He cannot do the real deal. Not unless you speak it. Get a hold of that. Now clean your mouth up. When people return to my word, this will accelerate. You can now understand why Satan has done everything within his power to steal the word. We know the power of my word, and he knows the power of my people using my word. In the parable of the sower, we're just going to read a few verses there. Turn over there, if you will. This is Mark chapter 4. You'll look at this in a different perspective when you realize that the parable of the sower is about the harvest of the world. It's been the battle of the narratives. Verse 14, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. How does he do that? False evidence that appears real. And these are they which are likewise sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, have no root in themselves, and so endure, but for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. What happened? The ones at the end didn't let Satan fool them. They knew, no, he can't take anything away from me. What God says is true. What God says is mine. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, right? What happened to the rest? It was still theirs by right, but they compromised and they accepted the lie. They let go of God's word and believed the lie. All right. This is about the harvest of the world. How does the devil steal the word? He plants an alternative. What did he say to Eve in Genesis chapter 3? Hath God said? This is why the tares, they're ripe for harvest. How did the tares get there? We can blame the enemy. It says the enemy has sown them. Well, was he able to sow them? Men. The church not being the church. That's how he was able to sow them among the wheat. Aren't the wheat God's? So they listened to Satan and it was allowed to be implanted. Okay. The earth is ripe for harvest. It is as corrupt as in the days of Noah. How was it in the days of Noah? Every imagination of man was corrupt continually, it said. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You're seeing it today, the stealing of my word, even in my church, and the results that the earth has been brought to. The tares are evil plantings. But you can't really blame the devil. The devil's being the devil. But when we compromise and we receive his lies, evil plantings. Either it's the planting of the Lord or it's of the evil one. All right, Revelation 14. The Lord's been talking to us about the time, man's time has run out. I'm just got to have some, a little more. What is it on? Hold on. And I looked and behold a white cloud, upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. How come the tares have gotten so bad that they're going to annihilate and completely stomp out the wheat? God has to intervene. Even the scripture says that. That if the Lord didn't shorten the days, then there wouldn't be anything left. And that's their agenda. Openly and in your face. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle unto the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. The chaff is being harvested. That's the blood. That's the deep state, if whatever you want to call them. Even this week, oh, Netanyahu trying to push Gog and Magog. Trying to get the U.S. in league and to attack Syria, and you know, it's not going to happen. Enough people have awakened that that timeline will not happen. You go look in Scripture, how many times did God send the prophets and say, I'm going to destroy you? And they repented and God said, I've changed my mind. That's all I can equate it to. If you've got something better, I'm just happy to hear it. But I don't quite understand that. I don't know how I think about some of the stuff I'm hearing, but I do know at times, like Nineveh, you know, we just had the eclipse, Nineveh. It was a sign, I believe. That enough people have awakened. There may be a lot of what we might have had to go through, maybe we don't, will not have to go through. It's possible. I'm not saying that's an absolute, and if you think something different, that's fine. I really don't know. I can't come to a conclusion at this time. Maybe we'll understand later exactly what all has transpired and why it transpired the way it had to. God's never about destroying. But I know this, as far as I'm concerned, the book of Revelation is good for God's people and bad for those who aren't. So that part, I believe, is being carried out. All right. So, the earth Have I given to my man, that is you, have not given it to the evil one? He is a thief and a liar, and the time of his end has come. The devil could not have done this without the cooperation of men, men using the ability I gave them for evil and not for good. The evil mouths of men doing Satan's bidding. Whether apparent or not, most people just talk and blab, and they don't realize they're devil's advocate. Because they don't understand. They think it's all these natural things that's causing my problems, and they've looked everywhere but right under their nose. The time has come for my spiritual leaders to come out into the open. This is a confirmation, because I'd forgotten I'd even put this down here. That's what the Lord was saying this morning. They're going to start coming out into the open instead of just hearing that they're coming. They have been behind the scenes like you, speaking, my kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. This is why the earth has come to this place. The enemy thought he had won, but my will has won, as it always will. Never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread, as far as God is concerned. All right, Revelation 11, 15. And the seventh angel sounded. This is the last trumpet. And there was great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Right here, and the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged. We're at that time. Your speaking and your proclaiming has not been in vain. You have changed the world and are preparing to reign. Romans 5:17. Reign in life as kings. They, other Christians, and the world made fun of you, but they will not be making fun of you any longer. If it was not for you, they would have perished. Honor to whom honor.